All right, guys. You know, if you want to see varsity.com, you know, it's the Fairmont Loud Crowd made the finalist list. One of the most surprising student sections in basketball season. And one student section that really improved during football season was the Irvine Frontier. And we have the Irvine Frontier with us. Grant Lockwood, Elena Rodriguez. Guys, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm sure you guys have been a student section for quite some time, but a lot of people just maybe, you know, we probably just didn't hear about you guys that much, and all of a sudden you guys kind of blew up the door this past year. Using a hashtag and then beating the battle there every week and taking a student section of the week title. You know, was there once you guys got that notice from the Register, was there a boost of morale to go to games to get recognized?
Yeah, there was definitely a little bit. I mean, obviously, we haven't had something like that happen to us in a while, you know what I mean? Part of that was because of our football team's success. You know, we haven't had the greatest years these past couple of years. And so this year we finally started putting some games together and stringing some W's. But, yeah, I mean, we've had trouble getting that many people to games, you know. And so we're trying a lot of new things with basketball. There is definitely a raise in morale at our school. A lot more kids are kind of realizing the potential that we have, you know. So
You know, Elena, give me kind of a quick recap on the student section. You know, we all thought, okay, this is a brand new student section. Now we found out, no, they've been there for a while. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we just totally ignored it then. Just a quick recap. You know, was this kind of a new student section? Was this kind of a regular student section that just didn't grow that well compared to the other student sections?
We've always had a student section. It's just with the social media aspect, our administration wasn't really on that level yet. And then this year we got a new assistant principal from El Toro, and he was really on the spot with all the social media and putting the Frontier out there.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, we've always noticed El Toro Freak Show. The guy was always on the Twitter and just going nuts. And I was wondering at some point during the year, I'm like, what happened to El Toro? They just don't post a lot. Now that all makes sense.
Can I throw another thing out there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we actually, before this school year, we decided to move our student section. So we originally were on the very left side, close to the entrance, and it was a really small area, and it was difficult to fit people in there, and it was really underwhelming. And so we decided this year, in an effort to get more room and to have just be louder, because we'd be next to on the completely opposite side of the stands. So we're now all the way down to the right side. It's about twice as big as it was before, and we're right next to our band who do chants with us, and it's a lot more fun down there. I mean, we're a little more in the game. We're not as off to the side, so that's definitely been a big factor as well.
I wasn't aware that was a factor, but I definitely worked, obviously. We talked about the El Toro assistant principal moving, and I remember noticing that with the university activities director going to CDM. You know, you see CDM all of a sudden come out of nowhere. You talk about Irvine starting to win. You know, it wasn't too long ago. I remember when I was in high school, Irvine was somewhat of a powerhouse, and I guess before my time, they were one of the top teams in Orange County every year. But was it, like you mentioned earlier, was it really tough to kind of get kids going when, you know, Irvine was trying to get back into the winning ways, which they did this year?
You know, there's just like that ebb and flow of talent into Irvine, and you know, we've been in a lull for a few years, but our group of seniors this year have been playing together for a while now, so everything clicked and fell into place, which really brought Irvine up in the rankings.
Yeah, and that's like across the school. I mean, you look at pretty much every sport. I mean, with the exception of wrestling, because they're unbelievable every year. But a lot of our sports are having more success than they have recently, just because our senior classes, from an athletic standpoint, is just pretty closely knit and pretty talented. So, I mean, when people started seeing how like fun our first few games were and what we were doing with in the student section with our new assistant principal, who was letting us get more things like powder and like sound effect stuff that we couldn't do before, people were just, you know, realizing that there was a lot that we could do now, and so it was a lot more fun, which made it easier to get people.
I keep forgetting about the powder. I think you guys were very over the top of the powder the whole year. I think I kind of basically powder and ran Frontier. But, you know, and you mentioned the Irvine schools. I lived right across the street from Irvine High School for a couple of years. And just going to like the gym or going to like, you know, McDonald's or Burger King, whatever. I always tend to drive through like by three schools, you know, University and Woodbridge and Irvine. And, you know, there's Northwood and now Portola and Beckman. You know, with Irvine basically surrounded by high schools, you know, is it tough? I mean, I don't want to say tough. Let me retract. But, you know, is it more fun now? Because, you know, everyone in your league, you know, really should change this league into the Irvine League.
Yeah, I mean, I know Uni and Irvine were the first two schools to ever come up in Irvine. So, with more schools popping up like that, and now that the talent is very spread out and a lot of, like, every school is exceptional at this point, you know. So, I mean, it's a ton of fun. Like we have friends at all these schools, obviously, and they're all really good schools, like I said. And so, yeah, I don't know, Lane, you have anything for that?
You know, all the schools are just so close together. So all the schools really have like a bond or connection because all these kids have been playing together since we were young. Like I know some girls at Woodbridge and Northwood that I've known since I was 8. So there's like all these, everyone's lives, I guess, are intertwined in Irvine.
You know, and right now basketball season, you know, Irvine's not going to finish in the top half of the league. Well, they might, you know, if they take care of Portola, but
we got a chance.
Yeah, we do.
And normally, you know, if you're in the top half, you're in the playoffs, but if you don't, you just need at least a winning record to get in. So Irvine needs to have a big week this week. You know, do you guys have anything planned? They got Northwood tomorrow, and that's a tough one, but
yeah,
do you guys have anything planned to give Irvine that extra push to, you know, either finish third place or just get that winning record again as a wild card?
Well, we do have senior night planned, which is our last home game. So we're trying to get as many people out as possible. And then, you know, just telling the boys that we're there for them because our girls have been absolutely crushing it.
Yeah, we've had a pretty steady attendance, honestly, at most of our home games. And we just kind of got our feet underneath us with football. So basketball, I don't think we'll have any kind of crazy student section for a little bit, at least not this year. But the kids that show up, man, like they're loyal, like they'll come out and they'll support and they'll cheer with us. Like they'll do whatever we got to do for us to win, you know? And so it's honestly Irvine. I mean, we have a ton of really good kids there. And so, like I said, the group that comes out and the group that supports, they're always there for the boys and they know that.
You know, and I'm sure Beckman would appreciate you guys being Northwood.
Yeah.
But guys, you know, you guys were by far the most improved student section in Orange County and perhaps in Southern California. And I want to thank you guys for showing up at such short notice and keep up all the great work there. You guys have been with the Frontier.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys, that's our show. I want to thank Dan Albano and Michael Hunley of the Orange County Register for being on, talking about football, talking to Michael Hunley about the league title races in boys basketball, and talking to Elena Rodriguez and Grant Lockwood of the Irvine Frontier, one of the most improved student sections in Orange County. Guys, we're going to talk about the playoffs next week. We hopefully will try to get a basketball team on there, talk about their playoff run as a playoff start next week. And then we'll try to get a student section on as well. All that you can probably see on Twitter. I have any announcements on my Twitter, MAlvarez02, or maybe SoCal Sections, which is the Twitter of the SoCalStudentSections.com website. You can see the student sections of the week there for Southern California. You can see the Orange County student section of the week at OC Varsity. We got rankings on SoCal student sections as well. Guys, follow us on Facebook as well, SoCal Student Sections. Keep following. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the hardwood. Take care.